Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we are bringing you people who are changing the world via social media. I am Dr. Akina Finch, and of course, I have my lovely co-host with me, Vanessa Canterbury. How are you doing today, Vanessa?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fabulous.
Today, we will be talking about you made the pivot. Now what? Okay. So the reason for this topic is a lot of times, Vanessa and I, we talk about motivation and we also talk about business. We also talk about go get it, right? So this is one of those types of things. You wanted to pivot, COVID happened, you need to make the pivot because you wanted to to make sure that your business kept growing, all the things, right? Now what? Now as the world is starting to open up again, does the pivot still work? Or are you trying to go back to your original business? Have you even thought about it? Are you, you know, where is your headspace? So we would love for you to join in the conversation. Of course, we are on LinkedIn Live. We are on Facebook Live on our Change Your Minds Online platform. And we are on YouTube Live on our Change Your Mind platform as well. On LinkedIn, we are on my platform, Dr. Akina Finch, ACC. So please come over, join us, have a blast. All right, wherever you want us to be, we are there now. Isn't that fabulous, Vanessa?
Absolutely fabulous. It took us a long time to get here. Now we're here.
Yes.
You know, so, I got something.
Okay.
I'm not a person who listens to rap.
Uh-oh.
But there was this conference that took place in Atlanta over the weekend. And this one guy, he was sharing his story. And this goes so well with what we're talking about today. And I'm going to find the words. Because I don't know rap, right? But I'm going to find those words. But it stuck out. And I said, wait a minute, what is he saying? And I had to hit it again and hit it again. And I was like, wow. Sometimes when you hear somebody else's story, because you see right now where they're at now, but when you hear the backstory of when this person had to close down his business, this is pre-COVID, right? We had to close down his business, how he went into depression, how he started to listen to a motivational speaker and listen to these positive people changing his energy. He started again, but he got back up again. Right. He got back up again and he turns around and he put in the work and he put in some more work. And then he turns around and he started to help other people to show them how they did it, how he did it and how he's helping other people, how they could do it, too. So when it was his turn to speak, baby, is this song? Well, I don't know if it's rap song. Same thing. Right.
Right.
And it was by, I'm going to find the words. Y'all don't laugh at me. Please don't laugh at me. My kids laugh all the time. And I was like, she don't know nothing. I'm about no rap. No, I don't. When I didn't have nothing. You probably know. Didn't have nothing.
Okay.
You know who this is by. She's Vanessa. I'm so sorry. I'm holding y'all up.
You gonna make it do what it do, sister.
It's called Everything. It's called Everything. I didn't know that. It's called Everything. Everything. And one of the things that he said in there, I'm sorry. I'm trying to hurry this thing up here because I'm hoping it's to resonate with somebody who lost themselves through something. They felt they couldn't get back up again. They felt that the depression gonna take them out. They felt that, you know, it's not for me anymore. I put all I could in it and I'm not going back into it. I'm not gonna put myself through that whole hurt, pain, frustration, and heartache. I'm not going through it again, right? But this man, he came from nothing, right? And so one of the things that he has said in there, Oh my goodness. He said, I've come from nothing, but the world will know about me.
All right now.
I come from the hood, and the world will know about me.
All right.
See, we could come from anywhere in this world.
Right.
Been through some things, had some trials and tribulations, and people are throwing the towel on us. And sometimes right. we're doing the towel on ourselves. But when you get that opportunity just to dust yourself off and you remember where you came from, just imagine if you could put that much energy in knowing the vision of where you can go and what you could become and the lives that you could be able to change. That's when the pivot takes place.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, when was your pivot? When did you know it's time for me to pivot? I got to make this pivot because I don't want to be here next year. I don't want to be here if COVID hit again. I don't want to be here when in the next 5 years when I should be traveling the world. I don't want to be, you know what I mean? That right. moment. Go ahead, Dr. Finch. I want to know about when you knew it was time. It's time for me to pivot.
Well, that's a very good question. I knew it was time to pivot when I realized that my business may or may not be sustainable in all situations.
Mm-hmm.
So, I knew the speaking, when the speaking slowed down, and that's the way I get out into the world. That's how I get my energy up. That's how I communicate to people. That's how I let people know what I was doing. Then I also had the tech business. That didn't change. Actually, that got much better. Mm-hmm. But the speaking and the coaching kind of slowed down because that's usually word of mouth. And so where it was just happening naturally because I would go out, now I had to change it up. So I started posting more about it on social media and start posting more about the tech side of my business. But usually because people had seen me in the past, they were already coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, you need to do a class, or, oh, I saw you. I thought you did something about this a couple of months ago, years ago, whatever. Can you do some more of this? Do you have some classes I could take? Da, 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 da. And so it made me pivot more to my tech side. Even though I love my coaching side, I pivoted to my tech side because it was easier at the time. And then it ended up actually giving me more speaking engagements because everybody was pivoting to tech because, you know, when we had face to face, it was easier. So mm-hmm. why learn the tech? Mm-hmm. I've had Zoom for 5 years, y'all, before the pandemic. You know, but then all of a sudden, people acted like this is the first time it was ever created. And so, with that being said, right, that's when I knew when it started really. When what you were doing in the past didn't seem sustainable, that's when I decided to pivot. And it also gave me a time to go back to my roots.
Mm.
And what I mean by that, Vanessa and I, we came back out with the podcast more. We were able to get more episodes in. We were able to do more things. We also started these third Mondays on Facebook as well. Why? Mm-hmm. Because we were stuck in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Call it what it was.
Right.
And it started off, ooh, let's do something fun. And the next thing you know, let's try this. And then the next thing we know, we're in this to win it for a year and a half now. So we started in March, COVID time. And when COVID first started, and now here we are in June of the next year.
Yeah.
So we're here. We're here for it. And that was another pivoting moment. if you use the time to your best ability, you probably had that moment when you said, hey, what's beneficial in my life? What's working and what's not working? Mm-hmm. Am I centered in everything that I'm doing? Was I running the rat race just because that's what the hot thing was, or was I really feeling it? Had all of those talks with myself. Let go of a lot of stuff that I didn't need that wasn't necessary. Added stuff that was part of my original plan that made me who I was from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then of course, mixed up some new stuff with old Canterbury over there. And now I'm in a good place. I don't wake up thinking, oh God, I have to wake up today. No. Ooh, I can't wait to see what I get to do today.
Right.
You know, what happens now? I'm doing this live. The next day, after this, I have a work session with a client. Then after that, I have an interview. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the wheels on the bus don't stop. Mm-hmm. Even if you have to have a pivot. So, Vanessa, talk about your pivot.
There's a couple of things that had taken place. One, that, you know, I had the conference. Mm-hmm. We wound up turning it to virtual. It still was like amazing. Wow. And that was an experience because so many people got a chance to see us via Zoom versus they missed out on that. The first conference, which was absolutely phenomenal. And so they got a chance to get to see it virtually. So things happen for a reason, as I say. Mm-hmm. It also gave me a chance to be so creative. I didn't know. I mean, you know that you're creative, but then you got more time to be able to tap into your creativity and to be able to unapologize for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I have started putting things in place allowing myself to sit back, because sometimes we so close up into our business where we lose focus of ourselves and we get burnt out. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to sit back and to be able to reevaluate the direction I would like to go in my business. And by doing so, it allowed me to, and I didn't know this, it allowed me to take on things that I didn't realize or things that you forgot about as I was writing my 10th book.
Right.
And it took me on this journey that it shook me in a way where I was like, I'm challenged more than ever in any book that I ever, it just confused me. But it was a good confusion that was needed, because it was the things that we think that's not needed in what we're, with the direction that we're going in, but it was something that was going to be beneficial in more ways than what I ever expected. So it allowed me to be able to sit back and take in that information so I can be able to know what direction to go with it. How do I place it? How do I digest it? Mm-hmm. You know, because with the book, it's going to be so many layers of things that's going to take place. Like we have the BBU Summit that's going to take place instead of the BBU Conference. And it's going at the very end of the BBU Summit, I'm going to be able to release my book. And by releasing my book, it's going to also release other things that's going to take place to come from the book, because the book is basically giving so much information that I didn't know that was needed. So mm-hmm. It allowed me to sit back and take that information in. So what I say to people is sometimes it's okay to slow down. And that's what was needed. I was so far into upfront of my business, but at the things that I need to touch and to nurture, I had got away from it. So it was more of a challenge in writing the book, right? And so it gave me that moment to sit back and reevaluate the direction I need to go in so I could be present to appreciate the process.
All right, present to appreciate the process. I can understand that. I can understand that. So, I mean, just a wild question. Why did you decide to change it? What's the difference between the summit and the conference?
There's a lot of things that transpired in my life. And the conference, the conference is like more that I want to be up close with the person mm-hmm. to be able to, because what I deal with and what I have dealt with and what I've healed with and what I help other people with in on the Breaking Barriers Unapologetically side mm-hmm. is something that you need to be up close with them. Mm-hmm. Because in that area, people are forgot about. Mm-hmm. And so the summit was something that took me back to when I did my very first summit, when I released my Breaking a Cycle of Brokenness book. Yes. And people kept coming back. So I said, well, you know what? I want to do this free summit because in COVID, people went through it. Mm-hmm. So with the summit, it's free. With the conference, there's a fee.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So I wanted to be able to give them something where they could be able to get some unresolved issues, and we're going to pull so many layers that will probably make your Band-Aid not stick anymore.
Okay.
And that's what I had to deal with because, I don't want to go into it about it because it shook me because I was like, whoa. But now I understand this process of why I switched it over to the summit versus the conference. So sometimes it's okay to make a switch as long as it still stay in alignment with what you do.
Okay. And
so that's what the summit is going to bring, a variety of men and women into the fold of sharing the topic, as it's called, All Bets on Me. When was the time that you start to say, you know what? I've put everybody before me. I put my children before me. I forgot about me. I lost myself along the way. I lost myself in that relationship. I even forgot that I was creative because of that job, took all of my creativity. But now that I have found and discovered so much about me, when I got tired, I said, you know what? I'm going to place all bets on me, period. And those people, those speakers are going to share when they just said, I'm going to bet on me. And this is how I did it and why I did it and why it was necessary.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
Yes. Yes.
Makes sense to me. So now that we are chatting about the pivot, now that you've learned all these things, what do you think is going to be what's the desired outcome? Let's say it that way. What's the desired outcome of the pivot and all the things that you went through? Mm-hmm.
A lot. It's a lot. One of the things in the desire of this pivot is to know how I'm a strong person. I've grown in ways that people could never be able to understand why I'm still here. Mm-hmm. I have held my head high when many walk with their head low. Mm-hmm. So many people suffer in silence and don't say a word and they think that's okay. But when it's time to use their voice, they still in silence. I use my voice. I set the boundaries. I set the tone. And I just, in the place and space, I'm not settling. I'm not apologizing. I owe it to me now. You know, I always, you would owe it to my children and No, I'm going to owe it to me to be able to be in this space that I'm in and be pleased with my journey. My journey, because we all have one, right?
That's
my journey. And sometimes, and I say to Sakina a lot of times, that I'm so used to, and I had to get out of it, of just not hearing or maybe accepting the accomplishments that I have achieved. Because I just keep going. But there's so many people that's just like me, or the people that was in the place that's currently in a space that I was in, and they still trying to fight their way through. They fighting the demons every day. They fighting the, you know, it could be the family, the friends, the associates, whatever the case may be. They fighting it every day. They just don't even know how. How can I get to just saying no and standing on my no? How can I be able to get to the place of understanding that it starts with my mindset? When I'm going to get to the place of letting people know that the respect is real and I earned that respect, and then I'm giving you the respect and you just don't, oh,
that's right.
The boundaries. And being okay with just saying, okay, I bow out gracefully. And once I've learned to be able to bow out gracefully, you know you have achieved some things.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that's going to really, really benefit from the things that's going to take place in this new chapter that I'm in my life is going to be a beautiful experience. It's going to be a place where people thought they would never be able to envision themselves having conversations that they always dreamed of having.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They need to be in the conversation of the conversation and not the place of being silenced and breaking down every time you turn around because somebody feels that that's okay. So this is going to be an amazing experience in what I've learned. And I am just proud of myself to be able to, when I rewind back the conversations and I rewind back the journey of this book, I say, am I still here? I'm still here. So many people want to know, can I still survive? You absolutely can survive. If I could survive all I have experienced, you can survive too.
Wow. So as you saw on the screen, they're saying our topic is very timely. Yes, yes. And I believe so, because, you know, as cities, states, I think it's more like my state, you know, people are tired of not making money. They ready to get their pockets laced again. And so they ready to go ahead and put it out there. Guess what? People still dying. But, you know, that's just another thought about this COVID thing.
People are. That is very true. This stuff is real. And people now, we're wild over here in Chicago. Why? You go to restaurants, there's no mask. You go in the stores, that's no, look, I'm masked up. I'm still scared to go in the stores. I just did I made a whole order on the app. I'm coming to pick it up. Can you bring it outside? Curb pickup. Yes, I'm still doing it. This stuff is real. And we have to be able to protect ourselves so we could be able to be here next month, next year, next year, to be able to continue our journey of just being successful in our own right.
And I agree.
You know, we can't follow the trend. Oh, because we open, don't wear no mask. No, put your mask on. You got fully vaccinated. Put your mask on, because you don't know who the people been around.
Right.
You don't know if they traveling outside the world. Mm-hmm. Put your mask on, because your family wants you to come back home. We want you to come back home. Okay? Okay, let me sit out somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on now. And you know, the reason why I mentioned that is because, okay, as we're opening up, that's great, but we still have to have in our mindset that strand three strand 15, whatever it is, may roll through here.
Yes.
And go back to our roots.
Mm-hmm.
And so let us not get into holding patterns and schedule stuff 2 and 3 years out. And then here we go again.
Did you hear what they said? They think this thing is going to be back again in the fall. This is crazy. Because they think the heat, okay, the heat gonna kill it. But then you turn around, you get into those crowds, and those crowds, eventually, they're not going home with you. Now you done been around all these people. You went back home. You don't know who you connected. What jumped up off on you? This stuff is just some wild stuff. This is wild. We gotta be careful. Just think about when you go out, who are you connecting with? And then who are you connecting with when you get home? Mm-hmm. So you can make sure that everybody is protected. It's not that serious. It's really not that serious to be open because they say we open. They open because they want to basically raise up the economy. That's the pivot that they really want to do. That's the only reason why they open. This stuff is not gone. It's not. Because if it was gone, then why is more people have now more heart disease? Because now they don't took that darn shot.
Ooh, that's not big.
Okay, how is more people, these jobs are not demanding that you take a shot, to get the shot before you even come back to work, but it's not even approved. I'm confused. But why do you still got to take the shot? And then if you say that we cover for a year, you still could be able to catch it. But then you want me still to be able to mask up. None of it makes sense. Make it make sense to me, people. So we just got to be careful. They trying to pivot in their own way. Make sure that you pivot.
That's right. That's right. Be also ready.
It's yes.
Hey, I always have a mask in the car, a mask in the purse. You know, I have my sprays and my sanitizers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of those things. And so I know y'all are like, well, what, you know, so you pivoted. That's right. So you pivoted. Yeah, we got used to not doing anything. Now we got to get used to doing things again. Yeah. And so that's part of the pivot as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, how are we going to get to that ultimate goal? Like Vanessa was talking about hers with the conference and the summit and the book and all the things. Well, I'm getting ready to work on my coaching anthology book. Yes, I'm going to go ahead and do it because, you know, that's been 2 years in the making thanks to COVID. And thanks to that, because, you know, I had a schedule. But, you know, we plan and he laughs. You know that part right there.
Yes, so, he's a character.
So, with that being said, that is happening. And then also the Social Power Summit is coming back. It'll be virtual this year. And then next year it will be live. Yes, it is. And we'll be ending it on a high on my birthday. So this year would have started on my birthday. Next year it was going to end on my birthday, which is probably better because I actually need a crowd on the second day. But nevertheless, nevertheless, because, you know, we're having it in Nashville. And Nashville, you know, downtown, that can actually be a good time. So that's going to be interesting. So that is the ultimate goal. Working on certifications, working, you know, I have my DEI certification now. So working on those types of things, women-owned business, getting ready to do that type of thing. You know, changing the world for the better. That is basically what my theme is and my ultimate goal is going forward. If this pivot didn't show me anything, it showed me that I had to go back to my root. I am a thought leader, and I was trying to live in a world of celebrity. My core values are about educating the masses so that they can make an impact. And if I'm not doing that, then I'm not my best self. And so I need to realize that I need to be my best self. And so there is that. And because of that, our podcasts have been better. Our shows have been better. You know, our partnership is better. Why? Because I'm where I need to be, and I'm centered in where I could be, and I could be a better business partner. I could be a better co-host. I could be a better business owner, you know, and all of these things to just make the, just be centered and grounded. Because once you're centered and grounded, your clients feel that.
That's true.
Your audience feels that.
Mm-hmm.
They know when you frazzle. They know when you burnt at all the ends. They know all of it. And that's part of the pivot too. Are you pivoting for peace? Are you pivoting for anxiety?
Well,
I decided to pivot for peace.
I'm just saying.
And if my business went down because I went back to my roots, that's fine. Because guess what? I'm going to find the audience that I'm supposed to be in. You know what I'm saying? You got to find who you are so that you, because who you are is who you gravitate to and who gravitates to you.
Very true.
And, you know, have you noticed that the same people, you seem to keep getting the same client with a different face and name? That's because, you know, check it out. We gravitate we tend to radiate to what we are radiating. So we need to check that energy we're putting out there. What we think is coming out there and what's actually coming out there sometimes are two different things. Woo! So we need to check the energy. We need to check the levels so that what we are putting ourselves out there accordingly. If you don't like what you are attracting, check the foundation and move accordingly. And now see, this is the coach right now. Check the foundation and then move accordingly. Because guess what? That is a reality check. Because see, I love going to, this is my favorite store. You know, I talk about it's from the Shoe Addict's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
She was supposed to be in a purpose, but she gave up on her purpose and she started living in a current comfortable reality.
Mm-hmm.
And all the time she was being sent ways to get back on her purpose and she kept declining it.
Mm.
And then finally the angel comes down and says, look, one day it's not going to be another slave.
Well,
we ain't coming back no more if you keep turning us down.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to get back on track. In all those times, like that revelation when you are figuring out that you're not liking what's coming to the table, you're wondering why this particular client ain't coming. What's the energy are you giving out? Ooh, I want high polluting clients. Are you giving out high polluting energy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you giving out excellence vibes?
Mm-hmm.
Are you giving out quality vibes? You know, are you giving out? Ooh. Are you giving them out? If you're not giving them out, if you have a slightest bit of self-doubt in there and you are just trying to throw it to the back instead of addressing it, it comes out in your vibe. Sorry about it.
Mm.
Not in your vibe. Comes out in your energy. But, you know, I'm sure we're not supposed to be talking about this, but somebody here today.
Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Do it. Let's do this.
Not only is it the energy that you're giving out, sometimes people feel they're entitled because of their title. I hope you caught what I just said.
Some people
feel they are entitled because of their title. See, me, I care less about your title. Your name. What's your name? My name is. That's it. You don't get to get special privileges and all this other stuff because of your title. You don't trump somebody else and then you got to be nasty and think that somebody have to be able to take that. Now, that's the coach in me. You have to be very careful to be able to just be a person and understand that we're here for a reason. We connected for a reason. But don't think that you trump everybody else that I'm connected to. That's not fair. But then when I have to remove myself from the situation, because it becomes a headache just dealing with you, I'm just saying, sometimes you have to do that to keep your peace. So the title is not the title. It's not your credentials. It's not who's been doing it longer than the next person. It's person to person. Is it connecting? Is this a vibe going? Do we work well together? That's what it is about. Is that energy? That's what it's about. Keep that same energy as you walk through the door. So would it be the same energy when you walk out when the project is done? I'm just saying. But some people, they don't understand that. They want right now gratification. They want right now answers. They want right now this. And they want you to bypass everybody else because of X, Y, and Z. And that makes a person nice, nasty. And I don't want to be around nice, nasty. I will go on so I can be able to keep my peace. Because that's only fair to me. I work too hard for this piece. I put too many hours in for this piece. I overcome so much stuff for this piece. I've earned this piece. And I don't care who you are. Don't allow people to disrupt your peace.
Very good. You know, I'm down with some good peace. You know that.
Because it's too much going on. Right before here, and I wasn't going to talk about this. Right before here, and I'm going to go live with it. Catch me live if you want to. One of the things that came to me, if you understood what people are going through, you would not be one of the people giving them that much hell. You don't never know what people are going through. Never know.
Great.
So why are you giving somebody hell because you done had a messed up day? Why? There's no grace in that? None? There's no grace because you going around giving out hell tickets? None? What about grace? But see, this is the thing. I've learned this. People, look, this is Vanessa all day long.
Yeah, we hear you.
I'm really consistent and transparent in this. This is me. But then you have those people online one way, but then when you get them on a phone, you be like, who the heck is that? You got to be careful with your hell tickets, who you passing it out to. Because eventually, when you get your hell ticket, because there's a thing called karma, you might not be able to give it back just as quick. Give some grace.
I love that.
Give some grace.
I love that.
People going through it. It's some stuff that's going on out here. People are losing their minds.
Agreed.
Coming about this darn gone pandemic. I mean, I've worked from home before the pandemic, but when you are isolated in a pandemic, it's a different story. Mental illness is on a rise.
Mm-hmm.
People lost their jobs. People don't want to go back to the jobs because of the way they was treated, from financial to respect or whatever the case may be. People have a whole shift going on. They have no clue what direction to go in. And they trying to find, it's like the lost and found. You went to the airport, you went supposed to go to one terminal, but you're lost because your mind is everywhere. And you're looking to be found again. You just give people some grace. This is some scary stuff that's going on in this world. Scary. You don't never know if your day will come tomorrow And then you're going to look back and you're going to wonder, will somebody be there for you? Right. To just listen to you, just to hear you out, just to give you a hug, or just to you, so you could be able to vent to. You got to be careful. You got to be very careful about that. Give grace. Just give some grace. Because the hell is hotter than what you think it is. I'm going to stop right there.
You know, I think that's where we'll end today. That was, you know, that was a very poignant point. Mm-hmm. We couldn't end there today. So thank you so much for watching today. Please find us on Change Your Minds Online on Facebook, Instagram. We're Change Mind Online on Twitter. We're on YouTube. Of course, we're Change Your Minds Online on the website. And then, of course, our podcast is called Motivate Social. And, you know, you'll see all the little tickers down there. And we are everywhere. iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio. We are so many other places now. And so please, if you listen to it, we're probably there. We're now on Amazon Music now on the podcast. We're also on Audible now. So literally, if you can think about it, we are probably there. Okay? So come give us a listen. Check us out. You know, our podcast comes out every Wednesday. So you will, you can just come to our social media and you can see the different pictures and come listen. And we would love to hear your feedback. Tell us what you want to hear about, and we will make it happen. Any closing words, Vanessa?
Don't be afraid to make the necessary adjustments in life or in business so you can be able to start living again. So you can live again. So, yeah. That will be my thing again. I'm making it my business to live again, live out loud.
All right.
On purpose, with purpose. So do what's necessary. Do what's necessary so you can be able to have something that's on automation. Like how, you know, you get your deposits every time you get paid for your job. Mm-hmm. Do something where you can be able to make that additional income in your business where you can have it on automation. So you can live again. It's so important because we only get this one life. It passes us by before we know it. Yeah. Pivot in that area.
All right. You heard it here. Mm-hmm. Automate to live again.
Yes. Yes.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, you know, I'm a proponent for technology. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so I definitely believe in that. So yes, get your automations right and keep them right and tight.
Yes. So
until next time, everyone. Good night.
Good night.